Meanwhile, Palestinians hold rallies in the Gaza Strip and the occupied West Bank to celebrate what they see as Israel's defeat in its latest war on Palestinians. Thousands of supporters and members of the Islamic Jihad took to the streets in Gaza, reaffirming their support for the resistance movements. Hamas supporters held similar rallies after noon prayers in the West Bank city of Hebron, also known as Al-Khalil. Worshippers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem Al-Quds held Hamas flags and chanted slogans for the freedom of Al-Aqsa. Palestinians in both the occupied West Bank and the Gaza Strip have held numerous marches over the past 2 months in support of resistance fighters in the face of the Israeli aggression against Gaza.
We came here today in order to demonstrate to the world that we are all Gazans. We all support our people in the Gaza Strip. Gaza triumphed, and all Palestine will triumph.
It's a victory celebration and a solidarity demonstration for the Gaza Strip. We congratulate them for this great victory of the resistance by defeating the occupation in the Gaza Strip during 51 days of war.
To discuss that further, we're now joined by Professor Mukhaymar Abu Saada, who is a professor at Al-Azhar University, and he's joining us live now from Gaza itself. Professor, thanks for joining us now. You know, one of the missions of Israel, stated missions, was to weaken Hamas and the resistance. Do you believe Israel has failed in that regard?
Well, if the Israeli goal from embarking on this war against the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip was to weaken Hamas, The answer is they have failed miserably. Instead of weakening Hamas and the Palestinian resistance, Israel basically empowered the Palestinian resistance and mainly Hamas in the eyes of the Palestinians. And we all saw how the Palestinian resistance, including Hamas, have done for more than 50 days. For about 51 days, the Palestinian resistance was able to withstand. Again, it's one of the strongest armies in the region, and they were able to strike and launch missiles and to cover all populated and densely areas in Israel, from Haifa in the north all the way to Ashkelon, Beersheba, and Dimona in the south. And in addition to that, the Palestinian resistance was able to kill more than 64 Israeli soldiers and a few other civilians during the 51 days of clashes. So basically, instead of weakening Hamas, Hamas and the Palestinian resistance became much more powerful in the eyes of the Palestinians.
And so how does that affect things going forward when we speak about, for example, the Palestinian Unity Government as well as any peace deal in the future with Israel?
Well, this is a very important question. Before the eruption of the war, Hamas was politically isolated and it was facing financial and economic deprivation. And during the war, Hamas became at the center of the political stage of the Palestinian politics. And it is expected that Hamas will play a very important role in Palestinian politics and even in regional politics. One of the most important things that Hamas has to do now after the war is to resume Palestinian reconciliation and to continue a cooperation with the Palestinian Unity Government, which was established on June 2nd of this year. This is one of the most important issues because Gaza after the war is in very need for rebuilding and reconstruction, and this is going to be the work of the Palestinian Unity Government, which Hamas is part of it one way or the other.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do sincerely appreciate your insight. That was Professor Mukhaymar Abu Saada, who is speaking to us live from Gaza.